90.5 WMUC-FM College Park. The new Indie Cannon will be on right after these messages.
One of the few times we are aware of movement is when it suddenly stops. Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. With the help of people like you, the National MS Society addresses the challenges of each person whose life is affected by MS and helps them stay connected to the great big moving world. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
Ninety point five WMUC FM College Park. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Patchen, and you are listening to the new Indie Canon. A syllabus 25 years in the making, celebrating the very best new and independent rock, pop, folk, and more, curated from my generation and yours. It's a special show today because it is my birthday show. That's right. I had a birthday yesterday, and it's been a big year for me. This is not a significant birthday in terms of, you know, I didn't hit a round number, but it is the birthday that is my, you know, 30th anniversary from my senior year of graduating high school. So, you know, there's some resonances there. This is my 25th year here at WMUC. I just had my 29th DJversary. So yeah, we're racking up some points this year. So a lot to look back on, lots to celebrate. We just had Wilco there, When You Wake Up Feeling Old from Summer Teeth. But what's funny is I'm not actually waking up feeling old. I think last year I felt much older. This year, maybe it's the haircut I got today. This year I'm feeling actually pretty sprightly. So might also be the CPAP. Let me tell you guys, if you're out there and you're middle-aged, get sleep tested. Get a CPAP. If you're snoring, get a CPAP. It'll change your life. In the meantime, though, we're going to have a fun time. I don't have a lot figured out in terms of music yet. We're going to do this real free-flowing. So if there's something you want to hear, I have just opened the chat window. You can go to wmuc.umd.edu/spinatron. If you log in there, give the chat window a second to load, especially if you're on mobile. But there is a chat window, and you can give me a shout. But I've also invited WMUC DJs to drop by throughout the hour and come and chat and hang out. And just talk, ask me questions about DJing over the last 25 years here at the station, or 29 years in general, or anything else they want to talk about. The last 2 years, it has been an incredibly rollicking discussion that's basically filled the whole 2 hours. But this year, with everybody just coming back off of spring break, I think it's going to be a lot quieter. So we'll see what happens. But any WMUC DJ is invited to pop by. So we'll see who shows up. And in the meantime, we'll just have a good time playing music. All right. So let's get it started. We'll have a great time. Once again, you are listening to 90.5.
When my first meal was school lunch, now I spit a 16 straight with no punch. Remember all the dinner, all we ate was Captain Crunch. Now we blow big notes on our way to brunch. Went from good fella to commissary slips. Now I got back up, man, every time I slept. Never ever quit, I just kept on pursuing. Teacher always asked me, what was I doing? Scribbled in my notebook and never did homework. Low attention spans, cause these Adderall work. Rock Tommy Hill shirts, ones with the boat. Rock poor kicks way before we even used to have baby lungs choking when I. Nowadays makes a whole seven in a sitting. Remember back then, man, we thought we grown up. Rushing at a kid just to be grown up. Yeah. Rushing at a kid just to be grown up. Yeah. Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up. Yeah. Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up. I can eat a pound and skip 64 quotas. Burn up fire and drown drops of water. Son, I told ya, got them bangs like Goya. Gone up them, got me jumping off the sofa. Hotter than a hot pocket out the devil microwave. Model Disney begging just to be a nugget. Excited for garments like a tailor made. And when he see me, man, they redder than the Everglades. Every day, same ish, me getting paid. Waking up new, it's me getting. Used to take bottle back, waitress bring the bottle back. Now they see me shining and they looking like a sour patch. Catch a heart attack, Newport South Pack, never blow bunk raps. But these bunk raps sewn up, whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up. Yeah.
Rushing at a kid just to be grown up. Yeah. Whoever thought I'd be the greatest growing up.
Yeah. Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee, I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companions are ghosts in empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
.5, couple of birthday songs there and songs about aging. Start off with Danny Brown, Grown Up. Then we had Dar Williams, Party Generation from her End of the Summer album. And Paul Simon with the title track of his iconic Graceland record. My name is Patchen, broadcasting to you live from the top of South Campus Dining Hall, where it is cloudy in College Park. About 43 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy and getting up to 59. Thursday, getting all the way up to a toasty 76. Friday, rainy and 67, and that is going to drop the temperature right back down to 46 and sunny on Saturday. Sunny and 55 on Sunday. Monday, we're warm back up to 66, and Tuesday, sunny and 78, and then into the 80s next week, which, yeah, it'll feel good at the time, but that is still too warm for March, folks. So, yeah, this is going to be a hot year, and they're all going to be hot from now on, so be ready. Anyways, thought I'd do some throwbacks. I don't have many good 1978 songs on my loaded on my computer, but which is, of course, the year I was born, but I do have Smashing Pumpkins 1979, which, incidentally, was a big hit the year I was graduating from high school, 1996. So I thought I'd play that and a couple other significant songs from either my high school or college graduation years. So let's kick those up, shall we? Smashing Pumpkins, 1979, from Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness on 90.5 WMUC.
Live wire right above the street. say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
wanna be your lover. Take a chance, my lover's like no other. On the dance floor, getting down. Hold tight, I never let you down. My love's definitely the key. Like boys to men, I'm on bended knee. Loving you, not like your brother. Oh yeah, wanna be your lover.
We'll be right back.
90.5 WMUC FM, College Park. Oh, nostalgia set there. Let's break it down. Started that set off with Smashing Pumpkins 1979. Played that set for like three reasons. One, I was born in 1978. So, obviously, 1979. You know, there's some resonances there. But also, that album came out my senior year of high school, and that song was big my senior spring. So yeah, it's definitely a soundtrack to that era. As well, when I was interning in the 2000s, I was interning at a radio station in Vermont, and I went on my last day. I was like, I need to quit this internship. I have done this. I was only supposed to do it for January, but they made me promise to do it at least 3 months. And I was like, it's March. I've done my deal. I need to quit this. And I walked in and say, I'm going to quit my internship. And my boss at the internship was like, and I am also quitting. And so don't worry about it. And here are tickets to go see Smashing Pumpkins at a mall. And so I got to see Smashing Pumpkins for free at a mall. And it was delightful. Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's, another big one from my senior year. LaBouche, Be My Lover, a huge Euro dance hit from, again, March of 1996. And then Never Let You Go, yeah, from my senior year of college, spring 2000, when I was doing that internship in Vermont. That was constantly on the radio, and it was delightful. Hey, it's the adorable folk from the F1 show who are always opposite me. You guys don't get to hear them because they are on from 10 to 11 on the internet channel. What's going on, guys?
Hello.
Hey, let's get close up to the mic. Get crawl in here. What's your name? Right. Tell
my
everybody.
My name is Haley, and I'm one of the DJs for The Pit Wall with my co-host Bianca.
Yeah, Bianca did not come in. Bianca has homework.
Lots of homework.
Yes, we're dedicating Smashing Pumpkins 1979 to Bianca because she has 1979 assignments.
Yeah, that's
and
true. That's
coming and coming in here was apparently not one of them. Mm-hmm. So, what's up?
Nothing much. I was curious. I wanted to ask you.
Closer to the mic. Closer to the mic. Kiss this mic.
That's what I tell Bianca all the time. It's like I'm always miming, like, get closer to the mic. I wanted to ask you about, you know, life in the 90s and 2000s and how people, you know, just sat with themselves. I know that pagers were, like, pretty common and cell phones were getting more common in the 2000s and stuff with cell phones, like, entering, like, mainstream, like, you know, 90s and such. But when people didn't, like, the moment that they were about to cross paths with someone, like, in a hallway or something, and they didn't have, like, a little box to glance towards instead of acknowledging the person coming towards them, like, how do people carry themselves in public that's notably different?
I think, first of all, it was just, I think it was a little bit more of a more courteous time. Like, you just, first of all, pagers were actually, I think my wife just texted me no one had pagers. Like,
okay, I'm a little biased because my dad works in cybersecurity, so my frame of reference is from a very professional tech, like, forward.
Yeah, my dad was a doctor, so he carried around a beeper. But, like, again, even a pager or beeper, that was not, you weren't consulting that. That was back pocket, and you only checked it if it went off, if it made a loud noise, if it drew your attention. It wasn't the thing, like, this is a thing you kind of obsessively check and look down on. You didn't do that with a pager. It was something you didn't have to worry about because it would tell you if you needed to worry about it. So it was back of mind. It was just, you just made eye contact. If it was a long hallway, then yes, it would sometimes be a little awkward, but, like, you'd just smile or even acknowledge the awkward. Like, you kind of wave.
Yeah.
Or, like, if it was your friend, you'd kind of briskly, like, quicken your step. Or if it was someone you kind of avoid, you kind of just be like, and you kind of smile weakly at them. But you just dealt with it. I think more importantly, people just, A, they knew how to occupy themselves. You carried a magazine. You carried a book. You had a Walkman, you know, you or you hummed, or you just thought about stuff. You know, you didn't have, like, the notion of checking in with yourself or, like, taking stock, like, you know, taking self-inventory. There was a lot less of that, unless you were, like, really into self-help or really into, like, you know, mindfulness stuff. There wasn't any of that because you did that all the time. You were waiting in line for things.
Yeah,
you were at the grocery store, the farm. You didn't have to do that. And it was also a trade-off. Like, we also had to... life was more boring because we had to, like, wait in line for things and we didn't always have a phone to check. But also, things worked better because they had enough staff places. Like, you don't understand how horribly understaffed American life is now. Like, you go to a store and there's one person in the entire damn store. Like, mm-hmm. Used to go into JCPenney and, like, there'd be people who were just there to fold the clothes and keep them neat. And there were people who were just there to run the registers and just there to help you out. It wasn't like now where, like, you go in and it's a ghost town. You can't find someone in a store. There were people whose job was there to make sure the line kept moving. When you go to Trader Joe's and you know how, like, the line moves and if a line is open, they wave you over. Like, every grocery store was like that. Yeah. Like, it wasn't the wasteland of service that it is now.
Mm-hmm. I think that, like, young Gen Z is just on the cusp to see, like, that really stark change, but I definitely see what you mean.
And it accelerated horribly during COVID, because in COVID, Americans are by and large kind people and thoughtful people, by and large. It gets worse the further south you go. Yes, I'm horrible about the South, but they deserve it. The people off mic, like Bianca, who has just come in, are laughing. But it's true, because they enslaved people. I've totally lost my thread.
You're so busy ragging on the South.
And quite rightly so. But people are, in general, kind and thoughtful in America. And so we gave companies a lot of grace when the pandemic happened. And we were like, oh, it's okay. We get it. You can't staff people right now. We get it that things are going to be more less efficient. We get it that things are going to be rough for a little while. And companies were like, we can
just not pay people.
We can just not staff things. Like, we could just not do things. Like, it used to be pre-pandemic, if they were going to close if they were not going to be open when they were supposed to be open, they'd at least tape up a sign that said, hey, we're sorry, we don't have enough staff today. Now, they just don't. Like, I went to my Walgreens once, and they were just locked, middle of the day. No explanation, nothing. There was no sign, there was not anything. It was just locked, middle of the day. And then I went in the next day, because it was right across from my house, I went in the next day, and they were like, oh yeah, we didn't have enough staff to open, so we didn't open. And that not even a sign. That was unthinkably before 2020. You wouldn't have enough staff. Like, I'm sorry, it's your job as a company to cover that. And B, the fact that no one would even, like, rip off a sheet of notebook paper and put up a sign. That's inconceivable to me as an old person. And, like, I feel like old man yells at cloud when I do that. And the very fact I make that reference, that makes me old, because that reference is from the 90s.
That's like, and now that you said, like, that's an old man take, one of my grandma takes, and since, like, we were, like, talking about, like, how much, like, public life has shifted, how, like, people act and carry themselves in public, my thing, it really shocks me how comfortable people are, like, filming other people in public.
Oh, yeah.
Like, acting as if, like, the world is, like, they're, like, Colosseum and everyone gets to be, like, background characters
that
for whatever
is,
video they're shooting.
We need to, we definitely like, the culture of the streamer and the culture of the content creator has been a net bad.
I definitely think that's complicated. I will say, like, there's a difference between, like, having people, you know, like, in the background for, like photography,
cinema,
and stuff like
that.
Versus walking up to people and being like, hey, blah, 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 and then, like, posting when they get angry, when they're like, get that out of my face.
It's about, whoa. So anyways. Just a little technical glitch there. It's about consent. And it is about, you know, the people who it's very different when you have and it's also the difference in the gatekeeping. You know, when it was Billy on the street doing it for, like, I don't remember if it was Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel or one of the Tonight Shows, or, you know, he's got an army of producers and he is a professional and he knows how to get people on board, and they're only showing the people who want to do it. And afterwards, you know, he records people, but then after he's done those encounters, he gets people to sign releases and they are consenting. But the people who are just being ambushed and then put on, they don't sign anything. They're not consenting to this. These streamers,
ambush is a good word for it.
Yeah. These people are not being consented. And now you've got people doing, like, Google glasses. Like, no, that is absurd.
The Ray-Bans where you can just, like, record and whatever, not to mention how easy that makes it to harass women.
Yeah, it's real bad. And
very panopticon.
Yeah, oh, completely. Everyone should read Foucault's Discipline and Punish. We're living it now. This is key right now. Crim Justice Major, Bianca, very, very important. We are living through a very bad anti-woman time right now because...
Or so I've heard, supposedly.
Well, yes, we
definitely.
Are because...
Absolutely.
Because it's inconceivable to me that we... It's too conceivable. It's inconceivable to me that we have a second Trump term because the first term was so bad. And we have incredibly resentful forces who hate the gains that women and minorities made under Democratic presidents. And what's going on right now is very much a reaction to that. And as soon as liberals, minorities, women get back into power, there needs to be some control taken and space taken back for that, because it needs to be, the violation is intentional, mm-hmm, and purposeful, and it is very much done by people who look like me to bring down and control people who look like you. For context, listeners, I am a relatively well-off, highly educated, middle-class white male, talking to a Gen Z woman of color, a Gen Z woman of, I don't know, but your various...
shout out the Balkans.
Shout out the Balkans. Yeah, I was going to say. And a young man of color. So... Right now, we have several intersectional layers, but all of whom I can assume that on an average given day, on any given day, structurally, systematically, I'm waking up having a better day then. You know? Now, they're younger than me. They are they are still in college, so they're younger than me, they're happier than me, and they're...
Well, that's questionable.
and they're surrounded by energy and life, and they're in a walkable community. So they got that going for them.
Yeah, the walkable part kind of rocks.
But systematically, from a series of hierarchies, so I want to be very clear that from a system perspective, I'm evil. My wife wrote in, please express how nice it is to not have documentation of all our college stupidity. Oh, God, yes. One thing we really need is a couple things. First of all, very nice not to have documentation of our college stupidity. Like, oh, my God. But also, we need ways. There needs to be, and they're working on this in Europe. It needs to be here. There needs to be rights to be forgiven. There needs to be a right to be forgotten on the internet. There also needs to be rights to be forgiven. The internet exists in eternal present, and you're looking at that with Madami's wife, who may have said some stupid things when she was 15. And that doesn't change what she said or any hurt that she may have caused, but she was also a child. Yeah. And what she may have, if she did say these things, what she may have said was racist. And what she may have said, if she did say these things were racist and cannot erase the pain and cannot erase what that message that may have sent to her peers of color. However, we can also get into colorism and issues within minority communities, etc. However, she was also 15. And there needs to be, if you do not allow people to grow, right now the internet does not allow people to be forgiven or grow. And if you were always at your worst moment, if you were always preserved in amber, then what reason does anyone have to apologize or grow out of their worst moment? And right now we punish people for apologizing. Because so someone apologizes on the internet.
So you admit it. So
right.
You're wrong, yeah.
Right. If you apologize, so you admit it. And what's more, the apology is scrutinized. It's typically considered not enough, or you only apologize because you were caught. The apology is usually considered a microaggression of its own. It's read as a justification. Or more apologies are demanded for the apology, and it gets trapped in the eternal present, where the person who doesn't acknowledge it skates scot-free. And
right.
So we have to... So it does not actually benefit anyone who has committed a transgression to apologize or to own anything they've done. They're better off ignoring or even worse, you get the people who just double down. You get the people who go Sydney Sweeney or go J.K. Rowling. They're just like, you called me on something. Well, I guess I'll go MAGA. Oh, you called me on my book being homophobic. Transphobic. I guess I will go insane.
And I'm also like a cognitive behavioral neuroscience person. Like, and the thing about the fact that you can't, slip into anonymity, your mistakes are always immortalized. It always causes you to be vigilant. It causes a sense of hypervigilance, and I have to act in a certain way, and it makes you carry yourself in a manner that's just very synthetic and anxious.
We were so much more free than you guys. We were so much more free and relaxed than you guys because we weren't on camera all the time.
Like, you have to get a good grade in being a person going to the grocery store.
Yes.
And stuff like that.
That is an amazing way to put it. Mm-hmm. That's an incredible way to put it, because yes, that is exactly what it's like. And I walk around don't thinking about it like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's also part of the female experience. I think that's another big part. It happens to everybody, but that kind of watched sense, mm-hmm. it's exacerbated by, life being immortalized online. The idea that at any moment, someone you could be taken a photo of, or any of your actions could be recorded, stuff like that.
Well, it's sort of like how now instead of lifting people up, we're dragging people down. We're now all afraid of the cops Thanks to ICE, thanks to Republicans, we're all afraid of the cops. It's like, oh, we've all realized the cops don't protect us now. Similarly, in some ways, I'm not. We've all a little bit become women in your definition now because we're always being surveilled by cameras. We're always on our guard now. You know, we've all lost the privilege, and we were trying in the 90s and 2000s, trying to bring women's experience up to the experience of men. And now we're dragging everyone's down to women's experience of always being surveilled, always being judged, always being trapped. And that's a problem. All right, you guys have to go do your show. Everybody, you guys, if you want to check out The Pit Wall, is that what?
Yes.
If you want to check out The Pit Wall, we have an archive link on our show, so you should always listen to my show, but then you can go to our archive link on our website and you can listen to their show later.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
See you guys later.
See ya.
Bye. All right. 90.5 WMUC FM College Park. Thanks to those guys for hanging out with us. We are going to get back.